This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Salter?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open till 4am Monday to Saturday and 2am on Sundays.
Are you craving something tasty in between your classes? Then Lucy's Food Market is the place for you. Our stalls offer the best street food there is on campus. So don't settle for less. Treat yourself to what the food market has to offer. Every Tuesday, 10am till 4pm at the Engineering Square.
For some reason that's just come on. Martin, I'm going to play your intro. Give me just 1 second. We're already starting on a high. As you know, we're doing our usual. With no technical difficulties whatsoever. 1 second.
Welcome to Classical Guests. My name is Martin. I am an alumnus from 1973, County College, and I studied, first of all, politics, philosophy, economics. I'm presenting a show this afternoon all about the great bands that played at the Great Hall at the university, beginning in 1969 and going through to about 1983. Lancaster University, the Great Hall, was a must-go to venue for many of the big bands in this country and also some of the great artists from the States as well. It was an incredible era for Lancaster, and a book's been published called When Rock Went to College, which you can still buy, by Barry Lucas, who was a student here and was the main organizer for some of these groups coming to Lancaster in the first place. I saw loads of the groups and eat your hearts out at this one, chaps, because the most I've ever paid for a ticket to see the likes of The Who, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Paul McCartney, etc., the list goes on, was £2. Right, we're going to start off now with AC/DC, who first played in the Great Hall back in the 70s as a little-known group in the UK. Around 500 turned up to watch, and the student union lost money. It was the first time that a radio mic was used for the guitars at the hall, and the technician backstage reported that the group were playing to tapes, as he could not see any guitar leads trailing across the stage. They played again, and this time the audience increased to 600. By this time, they were a more famous group, and thus had some quirky requests for their dressing room: 200 Marlboro cigarettes, and Smarties with all the brown ones removed.
We'll be right back.
Rig FM.
Right. So I hope that's got everybody's feet tapping like mad. We're going to go on now to another great band, Bad Company. And they played at Lancaster in 1974 and again in 1979. Their first appearance here coincided with the release of their first album called Bad Company. And we're going to listen to a track now which reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1974, Can't Get Enough. Okay, we're going to go on now to another group that played at Lancaster. Well, they've all played at Lancaster this afternoon. But this group, Barclay James Harvest, they played a total of three times. And the first, excuse me, as a support act for Argent back in 1970. The group returned as the headline act in 1971 to promote their album Once Again, which features the song Mockingbird, possibly their most famous track. They returned in 1975. I saw them in 1975, and they really were a phenomenal band to watch live.
music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Okay, we're now going to go on to Big Country. In October 1984, they played at the Great Hall. Their frontman, Stuart Adamson, played with the Skids, who played a support act to the Stranglers in 1978. The Big Country's most famous single, In a Big Country, we're not going to play because it wouldn't come up on the system for some reason.
Apologies.
Lucas had great problems, huge problems, as usual. And so we're going to play Fields of Fire. And again, they were a great act to watch live. Take it away, Lucas. Lancaster. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Every day when I'm away, I'm thinking of you. Everyone can carry on except for we two. Thank you.
listening to 95.3 Balerig FM.
Great. Well, that was Slade, a group known everywhere. And I remember the first time I ever heard them in the early days of glam rock. Remember those days? Platform shoes, huge bell-bottom jeans, flowery shirts with collars so wide that if there was a stiff wind around, you'd take off. Slade have sold nearly 50 million records worldwide. All of them hail from the Black Country, and between 1971 and 1976, they had 6 number one, 3 number two, and 2 number three hits. And they have released over 30 albums. They played at the Great Hall in 1981 and 1983, both as a support act. The 1981 gig was at a Ragweek ball, and the 1983 gig was a Christmas concert, which proved a resounding success. Next up, though, we have Status Quo, who played here in 1973 on their Hello Tour, and again in 1975. And I was lucky enough to catch both concerts. Incredibly, they only had one number one, Down Under. But we're going to listen now to In the Army Now.
Nobody knows that you left for good, you really.
music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Balearic FM.
Okay, next up we have Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or OMD as they're referred to. And they played here in October 1981 to support the release of their third album, Architecture and Morality. And this was widely regarded as one of the finest electronic albums ever. So here is OMD and Maid of Orleans.
You're listening to 95.3 Balearic FM.
Of course, no playlist about the Great Hall would be complete without a mention of Paul McCartney and Wings. They played just one gig here in 1972, and what chaos they caused. They turned up unexpectedly, and because it was Rag Week, nobody believed the two roadies from Paul's band who said that Paul was waiting. They were asked where the band was and were told that they were outside the Great Hall sitting on the grass. After a lot of frantic running around, everything was arranged, but the band was still had to wait until after the ragball dinner. Imagine telling Paul McCartney, "Hang on, mate, we're having a bit of dinner and then you can play after that." The show went on longer than expected, and Paul said at the end that they had to finish as they had no more numbers to play. As Paul was leaving in a minibus, he was handed the proceeds from the door in payment, a brown paper bag containing around £500, mainly in coins from the door proceeds. He said, "Give the proceeds to the Striking Miners Fund." This was the time of the infamous miners' strike. So here is Wings and Paul Uncle Albert.
"We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.3 Balerig FM.
Okay, Joan Arbitrady is up next, and she played here in 1980, 81 and 83. She appeared 8 times on the John Peel Show and was the first British black female singer-songwriter to achieve international success. She was a guest at the present King's coronation in 2023, and she has been awarded the MBE and CBE for services to music, charity and equal rights. In 2022, she was made an honorary fellow of Newnham College, Cambridge, a women's college at the university. She was described at the ceremony as intellectually curious and focused on achieving her full potential. She is pioneering, inspiring, supporting, and sharing. So we're going to listen to 2 tracks back to back, Listen to Love and Affection, followed by Me, Myself, I.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion, east or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back and really laugh, really laugh. Why can't I feel love? Really love, really love, really love, really love, really love, 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 love. Now I got all the friends that I love. I may need my home, but I soon just stick to those that I have got. With friends I still feel so insecure. Little darling, I believe you can help me a lot. Just take my hand and lead me where you will. No conversation, no way goodnight. Once more with the feeling, give me love, give me love, give me love. Love. With a little education.
from Lancaster, this is 95.3 Balerig FM.
I sit here by myself and you know I love it. You know I don't want someone to come babysit. I wanna be by myself, I came in. I wanna go to China and to see Japan. I'd like to sail the oceans before the seas run dry. I wanna go by myself. I just room enough for one. Me, myself, and
Balerig FM.
Okay, we're going to come on to the very last track of the show. But before I go, I would like to thank all the guys here at Balerig FM for putting up with me once again. And special thanks to Lucas, who sits opposite me, pressing buttons galore and typing like frantic.
And inevitably making errors as well.
Well, we won't go into that, Luke, as an actual fact. That's just a foregone conclusion, isn't it? That you're going to screw up somewhere along the line. So back to your keyboard, mate, and start tapping on those keys frantically, as I said before. But thank you, Lucas, for all your help and support, and again, for putting up with me. In the meantime, back to the last track, which is 10cc, who played at the Great Hall in 1975 with a support group, Fancy. The single I'm Not in Love reached number one in the UK in 1975. Bit point of interest, the band was seen earlier before the concert having dinner in a restaurant in central Lancaster. Thank you all and see you next time.
We'll be right back. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you've got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
Don't you ask me to give.
Rig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Salter?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open till 4am Monday to Saturday and 2am on Sundays.
Are you craving something tasty in between your classes? Then Lucy's Food Market is the place for you. Our stalls offer the best street food there is on campus. So don't settle for less. Treat yourself to what the food market has.